Mark Drozda, Exit Strategy.
Exit Strategy. Dear Melania, thank you so much for your kind letter asking for my help to fight the Democrat impeachment witch hunt and support your husband's reelection. I'm not a political guy, but when your letter arrived from the office of the First Lady, dated simply Wednesday morning, I felt a throb of patriotic pride. Now, that contribution you asked for, $25, $100, $1,000, or even $5,000, that's a little out of reach for me right now. They've cut my hours back at Wiener Schnitzel again, and I'm short on funds. But my Aunt Geraldine, a wealthy spinster and dedicated anti-vaxxer, is on her deathbed with complications from the mumps. As her favorite nephew, I'm anticipating a substantial windfall in the foreseeable future. So that contribution is a definite maybe. But when I do send it, it won't be to fight impeachment. Nope, I want to help spring you out of that living hell where you're a captive of Satan himself. I mean, seriously, how much humiliation can one woman take? What you need is an exit strategy, and you'll need some cash to pull it off. Yes, it's obvious you have a generous allowance for clothes, heels, hair, makeup, and pith helmets, but based on your husband's history, I'm sure you've signed a prenup that keeps all but a few shekels of cash out of reach. So here's my plan. Think very seriously about it the next time that weenie wagging lout comes straggling home from a charity golf tournament stinking like snack bar cheeseburgers and porn cooties. It's Super Bowl Sunday 2020. He's down in Mar-a-Lago, you stay behind in the White House. 20 minutes before kickoff, you phone up the grandees of TV news. Lester Holt, Anderson Cooper, Sean Hannity, all of them. Tell them you've had it. You're going to kick the asshole out, dump his shit on the White House lawn, and file for divorce right now. Hundreds of millions worldwide are tuned in to watch the Saints kick off to the Patriots when an urgent news bulletin interrupts the broadcast. And there you are in your bra and panties, all squinty bitch face, flinging his stuff out the window of the residence. The big flappy suits, the wingtips, skid-marked tidy-whities, cufflinks and studs, hair gel, spray tanner, boxes of MAGA hats, miles and miles of red neckties, it all goes flying. And you're up in the window ranting, "Why can't you be best, you dickhead?" I think it's just the kind of spice the big game guacamole could use. And I can probably send you enough to cover a week at the Red Roof Inn once you jam out of there. So Melania, if you're down with this plan, send me a signal. Next time you're coming down the steps of Air Force One, give a little tug to your right earlobe. I'll watch for it, and the minute Aunt Geraldine checks out, my check will be in the mail.